Hello and welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. Good afternoon. My name is Jeff Volinsky, host of the Fund to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success from Life Coach Radio Network. Sorry about the snafu. This is my first solo show, and as Russ Terry indicated last time, I may experience some technical difficulties. So hopefully you can hear me out there, and if I get disconnected, I will get right back on. It indicates that I'm live. So welcome to our show. The focus of our show is entrepreneurism, and I'll be your host, Jeff Volinsky, every other Tuesday at noon for the foreseeable future. We're going to spend some time talking about startup success, talking about fun businesses, what fortunes came of that, and how maybe people have benefited from coaching or support in getting their business off the ground. Let's do a quick recap of last week's show. I was interviewed by Russ Terry, founder of the Life Coach Radio Network, about entrepreneurism, how I got started in business, my startup story, and what obstacles I faced in developing my companies in terms, including my coaching practice, Broadway Bodies, and some other ventures that I'm involved with. We had two amazing guests last week. We had Dr. Elizabeth Greenberg. She's a chiropractor and wellness advisor. Apparently no one can hear me. Just got a message that no one can hear me, so let me just double check my phone. Make sure everything is in order. If someone would do me a favor and call in at 646-716-9397, let me know if you can hear this message. Probably won't answer that call, but just if you call in, that would be great, and I'll know that someone out there is listening. Apologize for the technical snafus. So as I mentioned, Dr. Greenberg was our guest last week, chiropractor and wellness advisor, and she talked about new branches and new leaps. Her goal in her business is to help folks maintain their health, stand up taller, get out of pain, have less stress, and feel better. She's been in business 25 years. Give me a moment. As I understand, we are not live for some reason, and I want to figure out why. Okay, we do have a call. I'm going to make his mic live just to do a sound check. Caller, are you out there, and can you just say hello, and you hear the show? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi, yes. I'm trying to listen to your show, but it's not coming through on mine. It's showing me you have 52 minutes remaining, but I'm getting just scratchy sound, so I'm just wondering.
Can you hear me now okay?
I can hear you on the phone, but I can't hear you on the program.
Okay. If you want to go back in and go back to the link and try it again and just let me know, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye. Okay, back to our show. So a quick recap. We also had Anthony Calcera. He's one of the three founders of the radio show Two Fags and a Hag. And he created a fantastic show with his closest friends right here on Blog Talk Radio. He was able to create a really great business model, and through his venture, been a lot more social, getting out there, meeting a ton of wonderful people, reconnecting with some of his friends, and bringing up some really interesting, thought-provoking topics on his show, as well as having some really interesting guests. Mm-hmm. Working with the coach, he's been able to make videos with someone named Baradonna. You want to check that out. And also getting things done has been a huge thing for him. You can check him out at blogtalkradio.com/twofagsandahag, all spelled out. Okay, so I heard from our caller that actually it is all clear now. I'm sorry for the technical snafus. So this show is going to be inspired by people I meet who are doing wonderful, very cool things. They're having fun, they're creating wealth and abundance for themselves and others. They're doing great work out there. And here they're going to share their business, how they got started, their inspiration, any roadblocks, and obstacles. Before we get to our guest today, just give you an idea of a Master of Living quote, which is something that is one of the things that I use in terms of, a goal or destination. And I saw this, I read this a while back, and it's always been something I've sort of yearned for and wanted to create in my life. I'll read it to you. The master in the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his information and his recreation. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he's always doing both. How great is that, to live a life where you have little distinction between your work and your play, and your play is your work? That comes out of finding your passion. So any entrepreneur knows that passion is the key to success in business. Really loving what you do and being steeped in the kind of work you do. One of the books that was my inspiration when I got started in business, and I have to say it's not the greatest book in the world, but it's a very simple message. It's called Crush It, and the book is by Gary Vaynerchuk. And called Crush It, Cash In on Your Passion. Gary Vaynerchuk really drives home the point that if there's something that you are interested in doing, something that you like in your life, given the social media platforms out there, you can create this very easily and quickly and find a community of like-minded people. He did this with wine and created Wine Library TV a long time ago and turned it into a multi-million dollar business of just building a community of people who are like-minded and want the same things as you do. I highly recommend this book. It's very easy to read. It's very short, and the message is very poignant. Today's guest, in fact, some of the things that Gary talks about are different platforms to get your message out there. So one of today's guests is is Bern Harrison. And Bern Harrison is the founder of StageBuzz.com. And StageBuzz writes reviews and interviews people in the off-Broadway community. And for anyone who's interested in off-Broadway and festivals surrounding off-Broadway, this is the place for you to go. This is the source. Bern decided to do this in a blog form, and he's been very successful in creating not only a platform to share his reviews and his takes on the works, but also for some of the people in the community to share their own ideas and inspiration. And also on the business model side, Byrne has been able to create an advertising platform for people who want to reach people who are interested in the off-Broadway community. So really, really good use of community. Sticking sort of with the dance and theater and Broadway theme, we're going to have David Kiefer on later today. And David is the owner of Dance Connection, a dance school, which is really all about community. Dancers come together because of their love of dance. Parents send their children to his dance school because they want them to express themselves through dance. And a community over time naturally forms. So we're going to hear from both of them today. Also, in my own experience as an entrepreneur, I started a venture called Broadway Bodies. And Broadway Bodies was born out of the desire for me to dance. But as Lauren from ABC News pointed out in a segment she did on Broadway Bodies, says Jeff Volinsky, as you can tell, is not a professional dancer. And then it cuts to me, you know, going the wrong direction or kicking out the wrong leg, if you will. So, and Broadway Bodies was inspired by going to shows and loving what they do on stage, but also being realistic and knowing that not interested in being a professional dancer. I probably don't have the talent and coordination being a professional dancer, but yet what they're doing up there looks like so much fun. And wouldn't it be fun to simplify those dances and listen to that great music and, as I like to say, fake it, but not really fake it because we have a lot of great dancers in Broadway Bodies. And I kept that to myself for a long time. Another idea. And it took me hiring a coach. Once I hired a coach and talked about this idea, and she challenged me to go out and find a partner who could do the choreography and the creative side and form this business. So about 5 years ago, we formed Broadway Bodies. It's the fun way to work out, and it's a simple model. We basically take choreography from popular show tunes, popular movie musicals, popular videos, and we simplify them for non-professional dancers. So some of our classes are Michael Jackson Mondays. We do all the music and songs and choreography of the wonderful Michael Jackson. Tuesdays are cardio show tunes. Every month we have a theme. January, I can't remember right now, but February was Fosse February. March was Motown May was May, and coming for April is the Tony Award nominees. So that's been a great thing. We're also bringing in some artists or choreographies right from the show. So this month we start Mary Poppins with the dance captain, Jeffrey Goldberg. So it's a very, very exciting thing. Check it out at BroadwayBodies.com. That's all about community, and it's all about creating a community of dancers who love to dance. We're going to hear first from Byrne Harrison, who is going to tell us about his fun business, StageBuzz.com, as I mentioned before. And then we're going to hear from David Kiefer. Before we do that, however, let me tell you about, for those who are just listening or just tuning in, this is Life Coach Radio Network. We're all on the line today with myself, Jeff Volinsky, Fun to Fortune, Coach Jeff.
Tuesday at noon, and if you have a question or comment about being an entrepreneur or wanting to be an entrepreneur, or just in general, you want to chat with me, call in at 646-716-9397. Again, that number is 646-716-9397. You can also tweet at us. Our handle is Coach Host Radio.
Coach Host Radio. And, of course, we're on Facebook at Life Coach Radio Network. Okay, so why don't we hear from Bern Harrison? This is going to be my first time working with a caller, and this actually we recorded yesterday, so I'm going to give this a try. Hopefully it works, and I apologize for any technical difficulties in advance, and let's see how this goes. Hi, I think we have Bern Harrison on the line. Bern, are you there?
I am, Jeff.
Hold on, I got to start that over, sorry.
Sure thing.
And can everyone hear that this broadcast? Hi, I think we have Bern Harrison on the line. Bern, are you there?
I am.
Yeah. Welcome to our show, our first show, Fun to Fortune. How are you today?
Doing great, thanks.
Great. So, Bern, what's your business? Tell our callers what your business is.
Well, it's a theater website called StageBuzz.com, and it's basically it's theater news, reviews, and interviews from Broadway, off-Broadway, and then regional theater around the country.
Wow, sounds great. I've been to your site many times. I love it. What's the fun part for you? Where do you get some most joy and satisfaction out of running StageBuzz?
Well, I would say the best part is getting to see the shows. I absolutely love theater, so any opportunity to get out there and see shows, meet the actors, the directors, everybody who's involved with theater, really, and be able to share with them my opinions about the shows, to talk with them about their influences, how these things came about, how they got into acting or directing. You know, just to learn a little bit more about the different aspects of theater.
Yeah, it does. Even when you're talking, it sounds like a lot of buzz.
I
love the name Stage Buzz.
Oh, great, thanks.
When you started this, or when you were beginning this venture, or in the middle of it, I'm not even sure, what made you seek out a coach?
Well, I just felt like I needed a little direction, I suppose, is the best way to say it. I have lots of great ideas, and I will start off following one down the road and come up with something else, and all of a sudden I have to follow that one. I needed something that would just help me be a little more disciplined and help me keep on track with what my ultimate goals are. I would say that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, well, now I know why you found me. Great minds think alike. That's the number one reason that that I hired my coach, or not hired, actually I didn't even realize it until I started coaching, and she asked me to limit my ideas, or not limit my ideas, but much like we've done things where we put things in a jar and we pull them out, but she limited mine to three ventures, three ideas that I can execute on, so I'm sure a lot of listeners out there feel the same way, lots of ideas and going in different, very different directions. So thank you. Hey, so what's been, you know, your fortune around this? What has come from all your efforts? How many years have you been doing this, by the way? And, you know, what are you getting out of it that you love?
Let's see. I guess I've been doing StageBuzz for 7 or 8 years now. I'd have to actually look. It just seems like it's been something that's been part of my life forever at this point. And I feel like I've gotten, if nothing else, tied back into the theater community. That was the biggest thing. I've made friends with actors, directors, theater bloggers, people who are, you know, generally fans. And getting back into that has meant a lot to me. I felt like I was getting so lost in my day job that I really needed some creative aspect to my life, and I think StageBuzz definitely brought that out.
Yeah, that's great. So it's something that I know a little bit about you, and I know that you've written some, I don't know if they're plays or screenplays or what you call them. You could, but so getting back into that creative part of yourself, getting that back.
Yeah, absolutely. And it really, being able to see these shows and talk with the people involved, it sort of gets your creative juices flowing, and I find myself wanting to do more writing and actually doing more writing. Something, you know, the creative writing, the playwriting. I'm coming up with ideas for shows, and it's been terrific.
Great. What are a few of the changes that you've had or strides that you've made from working with a coach, specifically me or other coaches that are mentors out there, in growing yourself or your business?
Well, again, you know, like I said, one of the biggest things is just kind of keeping myself on track. It's nice to have somebody who will sit you down and say, all of those ideas sound great, pick one, and let's talk about that. Or, you know, all of that stuff is interesting, but really, does it all fit under what your ultimate goal is? And having that has been really helpful. Also, just being able to have a sounding board to bounce ideas off of. Sometimes something sounds great to me, and then I'll bounce it off of somebody, and I'll realize that it's probably not the best thing. And, you know, really that sort of helps.
Great. And you mentioned day job in there. So I know working with you that you do Stage Buzz part-time. What advice would you have for people who have an idea but they don't want to quit to start their business? And what have you learned from that, from doing both?
I think the biggest thing is to try to simplify and to try to get rid of distractions. It may seem like you won't have time to do both, and to a certain extent, it is tough, but you can make the time if you're willing to do it, and if you're willing to get rid of the things that really aren't helping you, whether it's, you know, helping you in the day job or helping you in the project that you're starting. It's important to get rid of the distractions and to really focus on what's going to bring you the greatest happiness, and I think working with a coach certainly helps you define that, because people tend to have sort of a vague, amorphous idea of I want to be happy. But it really helps to have somebody sit down and say, what does that mean to you? How can you reach those goals that you're going to set for yourself? How can you reach that thing that will make you happy? And I think a lot of people, it's difficult to just put in that kind of work without having somebody that you can bounce things off of, to whom you're accountable. It really makes a difference.
So I think what you're saying is limit the distractions so you can focus, you know, especially when you're juggling a day job and running a company, and get a coach.
Yeah, well, and have somebody that you can be accountable to, because you really do, I mean, you don't want just a yes man. You want somebody who's going to push you and challenge you. To make yourself better, to reach those goals.
Great. And your venture sounds really great. I mean, I've worked with you, I've seen it grow and change, and I've visited your site many times. How do people find you?
I am at stagebuzz.com, and I have a Facebook page. Just search for StageBuzz, and you can follow me on Twitter as well.
And any new shows coming up or new interviews with some notorious people that we should know about?
Got a few things coming up. An interview with a great playwright who is adapting one of those 1960s kind of bad girl with a heart of gold type shows into a stage play, and it's a lot of fun. I went to a reading to it earlier. It's a show called Satan in High Heels, and it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to be doing an interview with him soon, and then starting to gear up for all of the festivals that are coming up this summer and in the fall.
Great. I love the name, Satan in High Heels.
Yep, gotta love that. It
conjures up a lot of visuals for a lot of people.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for sharing with all the listeners out there, and all the best in your company and Stage Buzz and moving it forward in the next year.
Great. Thank you. Had a good time.
All right. I love talking to Bern, because Bern is very inspiring. Get out there and see
some off-Broadway shows like the Satan show, the festival's coming up, and it's just great. So it was lovely that Byrne is definitely someone who demonstrates the importance of community, the off-Broadway community, the community of people who love off-Broadway shows, the community who put on the shows, the actors and the performers. And so his business really taps into that community and giving them great, valuable information and at the same time monetizing that to turn this into a business that he can prosper from. As you learn from Byrne, it certainly is a business where you get some great perks, seeing shows, reviewing the shows, and then meeting again with all those great performers and people in the business. So it's been really a great example of fun to fortune, and another example of something that you can do that is not maybe full time to start. Many business owners think they have to drop, or many entrepreneurs, the startups, they have to drop everything to start a company, and you can do. You can do a startup fairly easily if you're willing to work hard and you're passionate about it. So we have another guest today who I'm going to make his microphone live in a moment. Actually, so I think, David, you are out there. I'm going to make your mic live. Let's see how this works. Hey, David, are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, hold on one more second. If you could... as I just sort of, we are at the bottom of the hour, halfway through our show. So it is my job to give you a quick preview of what's to come on the Life Coach Radio Network. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., will be Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. Kathleen Brady is an expert at career transition, and join her for an informative conversation about exactly how to find the information you need to be successful in your search. This is a show you don't want to miss. Thursday at 8 p.m. is a show called Me Optimized with style coach Tiffany Dixon. Tiffany's going to debunk the I don't have enough time to look good myth and how this mindset can wreak havoc on your personal career and love life. That's Thursday at 8 p.m. I wish I spent some time getting dressed every day, but that's another story. I think I need to tune into that. Also, Friday, 5/30/31, the last day of May, at 1 p.m., it's going to be a Life Coach chat episode. Three coaches are going to come together to talk about an issue or topic. This week, we've got, I wouldn't even try their last names, Mandy, Philomena, and David Diamond. Okay, I got his last name. They're going to have a special guest, Coach Michael Neals. He's the author of Super Coach and his new book just out, The Inside Out Revolution. They're going to discuss this new book and other insights about coaching, life, and learning. So check those out. To listen live on your phone or computer right now, or in the future, go to blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. That's blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Coach Host Radio. And remember, if you have a question for me or any of our guests, call in at 646-716-9397. The number again is 646-716-9397. So let's go back to David, who's on the line. And David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jeff?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You know, this is my first solo broadcast. Last week, the founder of Life Coach Radio Network interviewed me, so it's a little challenging, you know. I got all these things out in front of me, and trying to, I don't know,
make sure it all goes smooth. So it's a little challenging, but I'm enjoying it. Now I'm sort of...
You're doing a great job, Jeff.
On. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, David, we would like you to tell our listeners a little bit about your business. We're here to inspire, inform, educate for would-be entrepreneurs, people who are maybe looking to start a business, or maybe they're in business and they're looking for, you know, sort of their next wave of growth. And you've had a successful, I don't know, how many years in business?
Yeah, I own a dance studio. It's in Central Jersey, and we teach mostly children. We start at like 18 months through high school. We have some adult classes, but the real bulk of our business is like 90-95% is teaching children. You know, so I had the business about 7 years. It'll be 7 years in August. So 6 years, 2007. So it'll be 6 years in August. Yeah, I don't need to rush that. That you know.
Tell us your business name.
My business, we're called the Dance Connection.
Dance Connection, love it. And
yeah,
what's your tagline?
The most amazing dance studio in the world. Well,
wow,
you know,
like...
that's we. Yeah. You know, we use on our website, we say empowering kids through dance. That's our official sort of one. But for the kids and for something that's fun for younger people and just sort of a little playful, sometimes we'll put you know, the most awesome dance school in the world, depending on where it appears. That's what we do. So you know, empowering kids through dance can be a little bit stuffy. It's, you know, it's nice, it's official, but, you know, the most awesome dance school in the world is something that, that you might find somebody who's 7 or 8 saying something like that. So,
yeah, I can imagine I can imagine that they're in school, perhaps, and someone says, hey, where did you learn to do that? Or they say, the most awesome dance school in the world. It's great.
Right, right. That's the idea. That's the idea.
Well, it's a very
yeah.
powerful tagline. It's a very... great way to sort of put that into the minds of the kids that they're doing something so awesome and they're learning something so awesome, and it's great, you know. And so
right.
using language that targets your, you know, core audience is wonderful. So what's the
yeah,
fun
and that's
part?
Part of you know, I was just gonna say, like, that's part of what's fun in the business, you know, like. You know, I consider myself a very responsible guy, and you know, I always try to you know, do the right thing. But at heart, I'm a little bit of a kid, so that enables me to sort of. There's a lot of play in my business, you know. There's a tremendous amount of play and fun with the kids, and you know, most of the parents, when they come into the school, they're in basically, they're usually in a good mood. You know, they're here to celebrate their children, which parent doesn't enjoy celebrating their child? So that's part of what really drives me. I don't think I'd be able to do it if I didn't have that aspect of the business. It's just very, 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 very rewarding. You know, and on top of that, you get to sort of mold the kids over long periods of time. Some of our kids are here several hours a week, and they start with us when they're 3, and they stay for years until they're in high school. And so that the ability to be able to see these kids, you know, every week for the first, you know, for like 15 years of their lives is quite an honor and a responsibility, you know, because you have a serious influence on their lives and, you know, how they're going to go about their daily living, you know, until they're old and gray sometimes. So it's quite a quite a responsibility and quite a you know, an honor to be able to be that part of kids' lives in that way.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's something that sounds like you get a lot of joy and satisfaction out of. And just, again, seeing someone come in, you know, I keep having this vision of someone 18 months, but a child at 18 months come in, or even a little older, and seeing them grow and mature, you know, in their life and also through dance, you know, and I'm sure you must have stories of people who've gone on maybe to, you know, turn this into a professional career, and maybe later in life you've seen them Broadway or off-Broadway, or just seeing them perform, you know, just seeing them, you know, it's got to bring you lots of excitement and pride and, you know, and warm, fuzzy feelings.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. The most important thing is, you know, is that the kids learn about making life decisions. You know, I mean, very few of our children will go on to become professional dancers. But, you know, you hope that they learn lessons about, like, perseverance or about, you know, not giving up and, you know, having fun while you're working. Those sorts of things, you want them to, you know, like I feel if one of my students, you know, is crying in a corner after her boyfriend leaves her, I feel like maybe I didn't do my job, you know, you know, get up and try it again and you can do it. That sort of thing those are the sort of lessons that I hope that my kids learn and that they take with them throughout their lives, you know. So
yeah, so it's more than just dance. It's a lot more.
Yeah, actually sometimes I think that the dance is you know, it's just the medium for all these other lessons that the kids get.
I like that tagline. Maybe not for you, but, you know, the dance is the medium. I love that.
Right.
Today we're focusing a little more on community, businesses that organically create communities, or creating a community before you start your business, or that successful business. Your community at Dance Connection, and what the importance is of that in really, you know, for any sort of business owner starting a business, and how that has played into your business.
Yeah, I think community is the name of the game these days, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think that I think it's very, very hard to build a business without making that one of your priorities. You know, in my business, it's very evident. You know, you have a group of kids that comes together. Oftentimes, they go to school together before they come to your class or to your studio. Sometimes they may be in you know, in a more advanced program at the studio here, and they see each other every day, and they work on choreography for a specific show, and they develop friendships. That's sort of my job is to help them to get along and to help them to just love to be here and to be with me and the other teachers and that's what we try to do. There's some kids that just don't want to go home afterwards. They don't want to go home. They just want to stay at the studio because there's, you know, it's their friends are here. There's music playing. It's lively. You know, the younger kids, when they come in, we offer them a coloring sheet and some crayons if they're here early for their class. So there's just a lot of you know, we just try to make it feel like home for the kids and for the parents too. You know, I mean, it's important that the parents like to be here. And for them, it's just you know, we have we make the waiting room as comfortable as we can. We make sure they have Wi-Fi. Some parents, I have one dad that just comes to he just sits here on the computer, you know, like for hours. His kids are here a lot, so it's his quiet time. You know, the kids are in class, and he can sit on the computer, or he can read, and, you know, it's nobody can really bother him, you know, because he's here at the studio, he's in the lobby, and that's his time, his personal time. So
yeah, I'm always amazed at you know, how things like this happen organically, and just like you said, the friendships that are forged, the environment that you set for either parents or kids as an escape or a place to relax. I know in my company, Broadway Bodies, so many people have formed friendships with people they probably would have never met And it's all,
right.
like you said, dance is the medium. And what I love is the things that they end up creating. So, you know, one of the fun things that I notice is a lot of our students will get together and go see shows that they're all interested in, Broadway shows, you know, or dance performances. And one of the things they did recently is one of our teachers, she just got her first her Broadway debut in Pippin, and we're all so excited for her. And a couple people in the class, you know, put together an outing to go see her and support her, and it was just really nice to see. And that's something that, you know, I would think I would have to do, or not what that I would do. And it was just great to see someone else take that and take the lead and just, you know, include everyone in the school. So it's really, really great to see that stuff. I love it.
Right, right.
So let's move on. I know a little bit about, what's been your... So what has come from these 7 years, all your efforts? I know that you've poured a lot of sweat and tears and blood and more and dollars into your business. So what are the fruits of your labor? What would you recommend to people who are thinking about starting a business or frustrated in business? Or you know, what have you seen that you can reflect on?
Well, I am definitely making more money than I made before I owned my business. I have to.
Hey, could you talk closer to the mic?
Yeah, sorry. I'm definitely making more money than I made before I owned my own business. I have to qualify that because before I owned my own business, I was making almost nothing as a dancer and a dance teacher. So I think I really have to say, I think the most valuable thing is there is, you know, it's a learning experience. I think you know, as a business owner, you are directly, you're in a physical position where you see the exchange of people's money and their hard work. They exchange that for the things that they really need in life, you know, and it's sort of your job to sort of understand what's going on there. What do people really want, and what do they really need? What are people really desire for themselves, or in my case, for their kids? And how can you best serve them? And I think that is really the number one thing. It seems like an economic thing, but there's definitely something spiritual about that, about fulfilling people's needs and trying to serve them better. And that's really, I think, that's been the most powerful lesson, I think, since I've started my studio. And it's ongoing, you know, you just sort of try to get better at serving people and figuring out what it is they need. You know, I mean, I don't think any business owner will consciously not give their customers what they need. You know, I don't think that's a big problem. The issue is you know, getting over yourself so you can see what your customers really want and having a clean slate so that their needs are clearly reflected. That is, I think, the number one lesson for me.
Besides the lesson, it also sounds like it's something that you crave and love, you know, sort of the challenge of figuring out what may be running beneath the surface, or what do people need. You know, you've got the dance down, or you've got the dance classes down, you can teach, but what is it that really people need, and how does that keep changing and evolving, and how do I adapt to that? It sounds like there's a puzzle there that you love to figure out, or that's what I'm sensing.
Right, and in some ways, I mean, to use an example, I can go back to the point we made a few minutes ago about, you know, are you really teaching dance to the kids, or are you teaching these life lessons? What is it that's really going to stick with the kids, you know, when they grow up and they go to college and they start working for themselves? You know, when I first started the studio, you know, I mean, I that was not super clear to me, you know, that's really what you're giving to the kids, you know.
Wow.
Dance in itself, I believe, is definitely a gift, you know, and the having being able to to go and dance, you know, having that skill is definitely a joyous gift. But there are lots of others, you know, that are just as powerful.
Wow, that's great, David. Let's talk about how you got support or how you get support. This is a little different from actually starting the business, because we just came together maybe 6 months or a year ago working together. But one of the things that business owners face, myself included as an entrepreneur, is pulling ourselves away from the business and tackling other things in our life to create a really nice balance. So what made you seek out a professional life coach?
Right. Well, you hinted at it there. I really love my job, you know, and I think that that is a blessing. It's also a curse. You know, I could spend 12, 14 hours a day here and go for several months and not think anything of it. But, you know, my personal life definitely suffered. You know, I prior to starting coaching with you, I rarely went on any dates. I did not socialize with my friends very much. It was mostly work, and that's, you know, it's regardless of whether you, it's just not healthy. You know, I don't think it's the right thing, and it wasn't how I wanted to live my life. So that's, that was the main reason that I started coaching is, you know, I needed to figure out how to get my business to run without me, figure out how to separate myself and to get myself out and socialize more. That was the really the number one priority from the beginning there. So
great. Let me ask you a question. How is it working for you?
Good. It's working really, really well. I think, you know, everybody wants things to move faster than they are. You know, I mean, I'd love to only be working 2 days a week, you know, and I'm still working about five, you know, but I'm definitely spending much more time with my friends. I'm definitely, you know, going out on dates more. I'm definitely socializing more, and that is my life is many times better than it was a year ago, you know, because of that. And I have no desire to go back to the old way of living.
Yeah, and I see in your future, you know, there's that book, I forget who wrote it, 4-Day Work Week. I think you're going to rewrite the version called 2-Day Work Week. 2-Day Work Week.
Yeah, I think it's actually the 4-Hour Work Week.
Shoot, you're right. Sorry. Thank you.
I guess it's Chris Ferris. Isn't it Ferris is his name or something like that?
I can't remember. I was looking on my bookshelf because I have it somewhere. But yes, and thank you. It's a 4-Hour Work Week. Okay, so your goal is 2 days.
You could go to 2 hours, really. You could do the 2-Hour Work Week. Yeah, no, that's not my goal. I don't believe, you know, I think Chris, he has some great ideas. But my goal is not to work 4 hours. I really enjoy my job. So working 2 or 3 days is absolutely fine with me. You know, it's not you know, I don't hate getting up and going to work.
So on that note, though, what do you advise or recommend to our listeners? You know, besides hiring a coach, of course, but what do you recommend or advise on balance? On, you know, how do you balance, or what's the best way to balance starting and running a business and your life, and you know, why should they? Why should they? If they enjoy their work so much, why should they even worry about the balance?
Right. Well, if somebody enjoys their work a lot, then maybe they don't need to open a business. You know, there are lots of a ton of serious, very pressing issues that you face when you open a business. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend somebody to start a business if they're enjoying their job. If they need more balance, I wouldn't necessarily recommend them opening a business either. That's not the especially short term. I think opening a business in the first months and few years of owning a business, I think it's rare that someone has more time for themselves in those first years after they start the business. But, you know, it could happen. I think, though, I mean, the important thing is, I think, is to really, you know, I think there's a when we have these moments when these quiet moments where we sort of know what we want and what we need in our lives, and I think that it's important for us to listen to those moments. And if one needs more time to spend with their family or with their friends, then I think that those desires, I think those are important, and they shouldn't be overlooked for, you know, because of worries about money or because of worries about security. I think that the time that one spends with their family and friends, I think that's precious. And I don't think that anybody should sacrifice that for money or so-called success or anything like that. That's in a nutshell.
Yeah, but well, very insightful. I mean, you said a couple things that I think are really insightful. One is, if you're going to start a business, you got to dive in and you got to go at it and you got to give up some of your personal life or a lot of it, especially in the early years. And then the second thing I think you said that's really insightful is you know, go with your gut, use your intuition. You know what you need at any point in time. So if it's something that, so follow that sort of guide, if you will.
All right. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's...
David.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience. The most awesome dance school in the world, Dance Connection. Dance Connection or Connections? Dance Connection, I believe.
Dance Connection, singular.
And then how would people find you? What's your URL? What's your website? How would people get in touch with you?
You can reach me at danceconnectionnj.com. Danceconnectionnj.com. And you can find all our contact information there.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneurs Success for Startups.
Great.
Today. Appreciate having you and your time and sharing your wisdom, inspiration, and all that good stuff with our callers, with our
great.
Listeners.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Have a great day. Speak to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye, Jeff. Thanks.
Okay, listeners, so you have heard from David of Dance Connection, who has been in business 7 years, from a dance teacher to owning a dance school, and heard about how much he loves the kids, how the kids evolve, and how his business has evolved with them, and how he has been using coaching to reclaim some of his personal life and maintain that healthy balance between work and work and personal. So I just want to remind you, if you have a call, if you want to call, that is, give us a ring at 646-716-9397. We have a time for one or two questions. That's 646-716-9397. And in the meantime, I will remind you that the next radio show on Life Coach Radio Network for Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff will be in 2 weeks. I believe that is June 11th, and one of our guests, we'll have two guests, but one of our guests will be Matthew Corrente. He started a business called Let's Play Dog, and right there, you can imagine how fun that sounds. It's a dog training business with a different approach. Matt believes and is part of the school of training that believes that dogs learn better through play. And I believe humans actually learn better through play as well. So he's going to share with us how he started that business, his approach to that business, and how coaching helped him get that business off the ground.
So tune in June 11th at noon for Funds of Fortune, our startup success with Coach Jeff. And we have a few minutes left. I don't see any other callers on the board right now, so I'll spend a few minutes. Remember, tomorrow, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., is Get a Job with Kathleen Brady. Thursday, 8 p.m., very interesting, Me Optimized with Tiffany Dixon, Style Coach. She's going to debunk that myth, I don't have enough time to look good, and how this mindset can wreak havoc on your personal career and love life. So that is very intriguing. And then three coaches are going to interview Michael Neals. He's the author of Supercoach. His new book is The Inside Out Revolution. And that will be Friday, May 31st at 1 p.m. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a great day, and we'll see you June 11th for Life Coach Radio Network. Have a great day.